Are you ready for a job that gets you more? UPS is hiring now. As a warehouse worker, you'll earn up to $21 per hour, and you might even be eligible for a program that helps you with thousands of dollars for college, in many cases tuition-free. Search and apply now at upsjobsky.com.
Card Nation, this is attorney Alex White with SueDistractedDriver.com. Our law firm is a team of dedicated attorneys ready to fight for you. If you get injured because of someone else's negligence, their insurance company already has a legal team, and now so do you. If you or a friend or loved one are injured, find your attorney at SueDistractedDriver.com.
This is an advertisement.
Time now for The Take with Andy Sweeney.
As long as Set Daddy and his five houses are here, that's going to be a win, and I can't wait. I'll be pissed off if that game is gone.
The Take with Andy Sweeney.
By the way, got a little Jessica, a little workout photo.
Oh, good. See, I missed this too.
And James Strebel.
Oh, wow.
What's the...
uses her dumbbells.
On ESPN 680 and 105.7.
Lamar has COVID again. That's funny.
All right, 5 o'clock hour presented by Cox's Spirit Shops, Evergreen Liquors, Cox'sLouisville.com. They are delivering right now. So go out there, get all the premium cigars, all the beer, wine, spirits to get you through the week, into the weekend. All that craft beer selection at the three different locations of Evergreen Liquors. Got the tasting stations, got the bourbon bar downtown in Nulu. So check them out, Cox'sLouisville.com. And they are delivering. So right now, go to them at Cox'sLouisville.com. All right, so I got something for Strebel. 437-9680. Jackie boy, you ready for this?
Said you got an email.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, so we have a month to plan, and this is something that, you know, that I would like to take advantage of for this show.
Okay.
Okay?
Yeah.
This is something that we can have to ourselves. Literally nobody else gives a damn about this at the radio station.
They won't be interested at all.
Nobody.
Okay, not a soul.
Zero. But you're going to have to take off a day from school.
I think it'd work that out.
Okay.
Yeah, okay.
It's a Wednesday.
It's a hump day.
It's a hump day.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
October 20th, Wednesday, October 20th, UK Men's Basketball Media Day.
Let's go.
There it is.
Let's go. I want to go.
You like that, Jack?
Because I enjoyed the football Strebel media
in his natural
day
habitat.
So much.
Right.
I will like the basketball day even more.
I'm going to make some emails. I'm going to some calls and emails.
I'm going to email tomorrow and say I need October 20th.
What if I said Calipari office, do the show?
Oh, come on now. Don't do that to me. Don't do that to me. Now, I've seen that
the notice
office
of allegations will break for you, Bell. Kentucky wanted us to be there forever.
They would. I've seen all the signed, you know, basketballs in the background.
What two great vetoes at 5 o'clock, Jack. Just haymakers.
This is all the accolades and trophies and plaques and everything he has all over the office.
Wednesday, October 20th, big guy.
Let's go.
Okay?
Let's go. I'm going to
get there
the day
at noon,
off tomorrow.
You get there at noon.
Yeah.
You get a little lunch.
Yeah.
Then Cal talks for 45 minutes.
I can see Cal talking.
You can sit where you can sit right next to Mike Pratt. I will set it up.
Oh, yes.
In fact, we'll probably be up there early. I'll put them on the air.
Yeah, it's on Pratt.
Here's what I'm telling you.
Yeah.
If you just join us, we'll get to the football stuff. We've done 2 hours on it.
We have.
It's going to be you.
Yeah.
It's going to be me.
Yeah.
It's going to be Pratt.
Yes.
And it's going to be Issel.
That's a basketball royalty.
How do you like that?
Can we go anywhere we want?
How do you like that?
Issel's like, I want to go there. Yes, sir.
Right.
Just go where, right, Pratt.
Wherever
I'm going
you
here.
Go.
Wherever you want to go, Mr. Pratt.
Right.
Oh.
How about that?
Yes.
How about that?
Oh, Andy, you're making me
How
so happy.
How about that? I am
I'm
making
so
you happy.
Happy.
How about that? By
much.
October 20th, Kentucky football will be done. It's a month from now.
Oh, they'll have shove it over to the
yeah,
side.
They'll have a 1-point win over South Carolina. They'll win on a field goal 27-24. They'll have a
20-point loss to Florida.
Yeah, they'll have a 20-point loss to Florida.
7-point loss to LSU.
Right,
to
LSU.
50-point loss to Georgia.
45-3
yeah.
Georgia. We'll move on.
Yeah, we'll move
and
on.
We'll just move on and
basketball
everything will
time,
be fine.
You know, Mike can see a little
right.
tie watching, walking
you might
around,
see some, you might see more than that.
And you'll stand there and just talk about how great next year's team will be.
You want to meet Matty Bangs?
Yeah, sure.
There you go.
Oh, wow. This is great. Wow. Hey, I can't wait. Yes. Yeah, this, I'm all in for all.
He sounds so genuinely happy. It's great.
Yeah, I am.
Texas says, is chanting a recruit's name a violation? Yes, everything's a violation in the NCAA.
Everything. Looking at a recruit is a violation.
Texas says, Cal has one ring. Striebel must be counting SEC rings.
No, I didn't say he had more than one ring. I don't know what you're listening to.
Texas says, Jack giggled way too hard at Cal. Is Feta a bona? Texas says, wasn't Shire the dookie that got teabagged?
By whom? Gordon Hayward? I don't know. I don't remember. That's one of the worst basketball games I've ever seen in my life. I don't know. It's horrible.
So Wednesday, October 20th, you're done.
I'm done.
So
lead
lunch. You'll be up there with the heavyweights.
Yep.
And then we'll go interview players.
Yeah.
Where you need to be ready.
I'm ready for questions.
Are you going to be ready?
Oh, yeah.
You want to be a honk? Because, I mean, if you want to interview Sevier Wheeler, if you want to, whoever you want to interview, I'm there for you.
Okay. All right.
But we got to come up with something, okay?
Okay.
And then we'll see what we can do. Do the show. We'll see. We'll see what we can do.
May you do the show up there?
I may reach out to some breweries.
Oh, that's even better.
How do you like
that?
How do you like what I'm telling you now?
Just bypass the KS bar. We're going right to a brewery. Let's go. I just skip right over that. I'll be ready to ask questions. I tell you, I was talking to John Wong, and he was like, I had people come up to me after UK football. I'm dead serious. He did tell me this. He's like, I had people come to me after UK football media day. We're like, who was that guy asking all those questions?
Wow. So people didn't know who you were.
Yes. They were like, who's that guy asking all those questions?
I don't like that.
That was sitting behind you. Yeah. So I'm not afraid to ask questions. I'll ask Cal some questions.
No, you won't.
I will. Okay. Oh, yeah. I'll ask some questions.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
437-9680. I mean, listen, guys, it's a 5 o'clock hour for just joining us. Appreciate that. I mean, today has been full of, obviously, the reaction for the Louisville and the Kentucky games over the weekend. If you want to get in, 437-9680. Any thoughts if you were out there for Louisville Live? Any thoughts? By the way, we haven't even got to Maben and Rummage being on the video. The U of L video.
Oh,
did
they
you
were
see
on
that?
The video?
Yeah.
Oh,
they,
I didn't know that.
They essentially were the video.
Really?
They were in a couple weeks ago.
Okay.
So I knew it was coming out, but yes, 50 days today to U of L basketball.
Wow.
50 days.
So they are like narrating this Louisville basketball video.
Yes.
Well, I got to hear that. I mean, I got to hear maybe the
Jack, let's have that later on. We got a bunch of sound as well. I mean, just to review what I said, you know, I did not think for large parts of that game Louisville played well. I mean, you look at, obviously, Malik having to keep them in the game, but you also look at the turnover in the end. And to me, it was one of those things where I'm more focused on, instead of the actual game itself, I focused on what could have been. And that's how I opened today's show, what could have been. And what we were staring at was going to be beyond meltdown. I mean, this Louisville fan base, they entered that game on Friday night saying that, well, we don't have a chance. Many Louisville fans said that. Hell, Diener and Keith Pointer were talking on Thursday, Friday, whatever it was, and the overall thought as we got closer to the game was, hey, this might not be close. And I think Louisville fans wanted to believe that they could sit in the crowd or watch on television and sit there and just shake their head. And that would become true apathy. And we know it would be anger, there would be apathy, and we know kind of the stages and how that goes, both for Louisville and Kentucky, when things don't work out. Indiana ran into that, I'm sure, with one of their coaches, but no one knows the name of any of those coaches, so we can just move on
from Indiana.
No offense. We can just move on. I'm sorry.
Hoosiers.
Yeah, I'm sorry. Sorry we even mentioned it.
Yeah, that's fine.
Yeah, yeah.
Shot caller.
There you go. Yeah, shock me on that one. So, you know, it went from what was going to be an ugly scene. It was going to be Malik Cunningham laying it out there, okay? He should have been the ACC quarterback player of the week.
Yeah.
Sam Howell got that. I don't personally give a damn about those things, but if I'm to give an opinion, Malik won the game for his team, was dynamic, led them in passing and rushing and everything else, okay? And And just that moment, he had done so much. But at the end, he throws the interception that leads to losing the game. You would have had that angle. You would have had the angle of Scott Satterfield was more creative on offense. Yeah. There were moments you're like, okay, this is what Louisville offensive football is supposed to be, is supposed to look like. And in the end, you lose. Mm-hmm. And in the end, there's
you
no moral
lose.
Victory yeah. on Monday. And it, and I've said consistently, the reason both of us in the 4 o'clock hour took Kentucky to task is with Louisville right now, it's win and win any way you can. Win 3-0 against Florida State, win 35-34 against Florida State. Just win. We will discuss, at some point, the turnover battle,
sure.
The issues that you have. We will get to that as we go this week, but it's just win. With Kentucky, to me, it's been different.
Yeah.
They came into the year, hey, we're going to win 9-10 games. People thought they could contend. You'll be the second best team in the SEC East, which would be an amazing thing. Then you don't play like absolute utter crap, be outcoached, be outmanned and everything for 3.5 hours to Chattanooga. So I want to get into that, but just where we could have been, which was going, I mean, we were talking, most of the people at the office were talking about how this was not going to work out.
Yeah.
It was going to be a divorce. You got to see another quarterback. And in the end, even though Satterfield reached into his bag, as Mark Dennis said,
yes.
He was Satterfield Jack was in his bag on Friday night. And Malik would have played a game that was getting you to the point to where, okay, you can win because he's playing this well. It all goes away in one play.
Yeah.
It all goes away. And instead, it flipped. And of all of that toxicity, of all of that Satterfield hate and anger, of all of the angst with Malik, he's not good enough in the end. He had a fine game, this, that, and the other.
He's not a winning quarterback.
Well, we would be dissecting. They talked up Tyler Harrell the other night. He had one catch for 3 yards.
Yeah.
It would be all these things. It would be a level of, how are we going to play the rest of these weeks now? And it would be 2 or 3 days of that, and the opposite is now happening. It's how many can this team win? It's you look at the schedule. You got an injured quarterback at Boston College.
Yep.
You got a Virginia team. Who cares about Virginia?
Yeah.
Go down the list.
Syracuse,
of the generic teams,
yep.
Florida State this weekend, that are on the schedule. And so the Louisville fan has been just pulled. I mean, they were on the edge. We were on the edge. Like, you guys understand this.
Yeah.
Jack, you've been a part of this a couple years. Strebel knows by being in the gutter and doing the things that he's done
yeah.
in the rivalry. You are at the moment to where it all gets bleeped up in the final little bit, and you're getting ready to lose in a heartbreaking fashion to a team that no one really is respecting, these cocky Central Florida fans, like they've done anything.
Right.
Okay,
they won the
Gus Malzahn.
Yeah,
and Gus Malzahn, who didn't win the championship there, Gene Chizik did.
Yeah.
I mean, please. He was the guy after him. So, I mean, never developed a quarterback in his life.
No.
Not
Bonix
one.
Stinks.
And now they all stink.
Yeah. Yeah, everyone he's had.
No,
it
was give Cam the ball and the OC, run up the field.
Yeah.
And instead of that, it changes. And what is saved here is a week of torment, is a week of Louisville fans being done.
Yeah.
I mean, the
complete
show
apathy.
It's completely different.
Yeah.
And you move into apathy. Who cares about Florida State Louisville on a Saturday? Instead, now there's hope, and it's one play. And that's where Louisville's football season was. And we'll see what they do with it. Guys, I got no idea. If they capitalize on it, they come out sharp against Florida State.
Confident.
If they come out and lose to Mackenzie Milton, who's been named the starter, Jordan Travis is going to be questionable in that game for Saturday.
Yeah.
I don't respect them. It's going to be an empty Florida State stadium.
Yeah, they're not coming out for that.
That's going to be an early game. Is it 12:30?
12:30
game, or is that the Wake Forest game?
No, Wake Forest is 12:30.
No, 3:30. Yeah. 3:30.
So,
I mean, listen, that's a perfect time.
That is a good time.
Yeah.
Like
Patty Ice would be at Khalil's.
I talked be
about
Khalil's,
that.
Drink a little bit.
So there you go. Those are my thoughts on Louisville. Just it's just what it was going to be when they turned the ball over there. I'm thinking 10 more yards, you know, by UCF can mean that it's worst case scenario, that you do have better play calling, that you do have some big time plays, that your quarterback does play well, that Satterfield does do all the things that we wanted them to do all week, they do, and then that play happens, and then they have the ball with, what, 13 seconds or whatever, and it's like, this is going to be on some crappy college kicker from UCF, right, whether you're going to have ultimate joy or are going to literally want Satterfield to leave.
That night.
That's where we were. Interception, touchdown, hope the kid goes and makes some money.
Yeah.
And everything changes. It wasn't to me, it was a good game, wasn't a great game. The ending, though, has to be one of the top three or four in Cardinal Stadium.
It was super.
There's no doubt about it. I mean, there's been bigger games,
sure,
prove it games for U of L when they're ranked. The one
Florida
back
State.
Yeah, there's been bigger games. This is a team that is still. I think Indiana and Louisville both like get to a bowl. I think we're now having that conversation. So there you go.
With Louisville, I mean, they have to feel like their fortunes have turned dramatically after that. And the reason I say that is after that loss to Ole Miss and then, you know, that embarrassing game the previous night, what did we talk about? Florida State looks like they're back. Looks like they're re-energized. Looks like Mike Norvell's got something going.
They might be respectable. They can build.
They've
this is something
some
they can build on.
The field.
Right.
Yeah, they're looking pretty good. That's all gone for Florida State.
Oh, Florida State's terrible.
They're terrible.
If Louisville loses this game, it would be
everything that we're talking about right now is gone.
It would be two steps forward, five steps back.
Yeah, because this Florida State.
No one respects this team. It's going to be an empty stadium. No one respects Mike Norvell right now. Nobody.
Yeah, nobody. So it's now Louisville fans feel good and confident about going on the road and being that Florida State team. They should. They absolutely should. So if they can pull off that win, They can now start feeling like we've got a bunch of UCF-type teams left on the schedule that we feel like we have a better coach than, that we feel like we have better players than, and it might come down to 50-50 scenarios again because there are still holes in Louisville's football team, but you feel better. Now they feel like we can go ahead and win some games
in the
ACC.
It's black and white business. It's a win-or-loss business.
Yeah,
it really is.
It's game-to-game with Louisville right now, and you're right. We can't analyze
them. It should be game-to-game with Kentucky after what they've shown you for three weeks.
It should be.
It should be embarrassed.
But the preseason, the preseason analysis was different from Kentucky than it was from Louisville. We didn't believe in Louisville football. I still don't particularly believe in Louisville football. So it's just win, baby, get it however you can get it. Survive an advanced mentality like you see in March with Kentucky. It's like, hey, no, you talk big stuff. Your players talk big stuff. Your coaches talk big stuff. Now you got to deliver on that.
Texas says, is the guy in the Browns fight wearing the Chubb Hub shirt, is that Strebel?
No, I was not in Cleveland. Speaking of a Nick Chubb shirt, I ordered a shirt from NFLShop.com.
Mm-hmm.
And it was one of those like nice like hooded like sleeveless shirts. You know what I'm talking about? It was cool.
Right.
So I bought a 2X. Like, yeah, you know.
A sleeveless shirt?
No, it had like
it had the hoodie, but it was
It had like short sleeve.
Gotcha.
I was like, this looks cool, I'll buy it. So I got
Why'd you buy a Browns one? Why?
Because I'm a Browns fan.
So, you didn't watch the game yesterday. I didn't know.
I had to watch my son play baseball.
You take the phone.
I'm going to watch.
I mean, wait, he's in the dugout for an hour. You bring up the phone. You watch the game.
Anyway.
You get illegal,
illegal
come on, what are you doing here?
So I bought a brown shirt, and it didn't fit. Because like we were talking about earlier, like a 2X is now a 1X. For even though Americans are getting fatter,
right,
we're slimming our clothes down for some reason. So I was talking to Perrin Johnson while you were on vacation.
PJ.
And I didn't know his dad was a Browns fan.
He is.
So I said, you know what? I can't wear this shirt. Would your dad like it? And he said, yeah, sure. So I brought it in. I gave it to Perrin. Sent me a picture of his dad wearing the shirt.
How about that?
On Sunday. I was like, that's cool. I was like, does he like it? He looked good in it. Looked a lot better than I would have looked in it.
That's one of those weeks where all three of my eliminators, I put it on the Browns.
Did you really?
And there was one point in the game, again, you didn't see this.
No, I didn't.
And I'm not sure Jack watches the NFL. I don't really know exactly
what he's doing on Sundays.
Hit or miss. See him. Yeah. That's what I thought.
Yeah.
The Baker got hurt.
Oh.
He got jacked up, and I'm like, I'm going to lose all three of these bleepers.
Damn eliminators.
By the Houston Texans.
But they won.
Dexter says Sweeney's doing a what-if take like he works for Marvel. Texas says, hey, Sweeney, were you pondering what-ifs when Tyree made the incredible catch in the Super Bowl? actually the exact analogy that I used in the 3
you
o'clock
did,
hour.
Yeah. Yes, you did.
Oh, the Chubb Hub. There he goes. I see him now.
Yeah, Chubb Hub.
You like that?
I do like that. Well, I mean, Louisville fans had to be thinking the same thing. Like, maybe not at that moment, but, like, because they were so happy and elated because, they just beat Alabama. But, like, the next day, they'd be like, man, what if that interception would have cost us the game?
No, I think that's the type of thing that you don't think about if you win, but if you lose, then you say that the entire day. Like what I've done with football, shot color.
I think there may have been a little, like, good thing that he threw an interception, too, because that would have been bad.
Texas says, if UK wins 9-10 games, the only person on earth that will care how they played against Chattanooga will be Locke.
There might be some truth to that. Yes, there may be some truth to that. But they got it. Man, you can't just dismiss that game. I mean, there's been a pattern of behavior for Kentucky football.
Texas says, Virginia Tech's Deron Washington teabagged Greg Paulus. Go Hokies.
Wow.
Jack, I would love to see any kind of evidence of that I could.
Have we ever gotten a Go Hokies text on the text?
Yes, considering Locke used to be on these airwaves.
Oh, okay. There
absolutely.
You okay, you're right.
Texas says, what question would Round Daddy ask Calipari?
I don't know. I had to see what develops before then. Let's see.
What do you want to know the most? What do you want to know the most?
We got to get closer.
I know. It's in a month. What do you want to know the most right now? You know that. Come on. You know what the deal's going to be. What kind of noise was that?
That's me thinking. I really don't know.
Okay.
I've had to think about it. And it would have to be closer to the season to see what storylines develop between now and October 20th. So
we got
a month. Let's see what happens. His practice is getting ready to start, too.
Texas says, Shire got teabagged in the tournament against VCU.
Good. Good.
Texas says, Floyd's three Streebles in full effect today.
How am I in full effect?
It's sickening how you play into Andy's hand. You're a MAGA turncoat. Where was you on January 6th?
Where was I? I was actually in Andy's house watching the
insurrection on CNN. Yeah, you were here, actually.
Yeah,
you're
that's
the exact
exactly
same
where
place.
I was, yes. And why am I a turncoat? I've been making fun of Louisville for celebrating like they won a national championship against Gus Malzahn and UCF. Where you been?
I haven't done that today, by the way. I haven't
you
done
haven't.
That at all.
I have. You have
I've had the urge.
Yeah.
I've had the urge, but then I've also seen Kentucky fans, well, we won! And you look like complete crap.
But I
didn't just beat Alabama, so we don't have to overdo it. But, I don't care about any of that tonight. We don't have to underdo it either.
Go. Yeah.
For as often. Look, right now they're playing fancy like down below, and I'm not even surly about it. I'm not even upset. That's how good of a mood I'm in.
He was in a great mood.
I love that. Say, that's how great of a mood I'm in. Yeah, you sound like,
you sound
like
you're
he doesn't
very
sound,
happy.
Like he didn't do that in a comedic way, but it came across comedic.
I mean, here.
Texas says there's no way this Streebles is going to take a day off from work from teaching to go to that.
Yes, I am. I have something I want to say, but I don't want to, like, people might think I'm, like, mean for it and, like, bad. But I have
Jackie
to say
it. Jackie saved it to 525. Let me
I'm ready.
Louisville football. It's going to revolve around Louisville football.
It is.
Lowering their standards because they beat an AAC team.
Not lowering the standards.
Something like that.
I mean, Scott Satterfield's on TV.
Well,
no,
I'm going to stop you before.
He was almost crying.
Yeah, he's got – there's
– Scott Satterfield's out here just working,
man,
fools.
You guys are putting me in a terrible spot. Yeah, yeah, you're putting me
what,
in a terrible spot.
Something
here.
Happened?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, well,
he's
I didn't
having
know.
A family issue.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Okay.
I did not know that.
Well, now you're just now everything's awkward.
That's why I said
now
what,
Jack like, is
I'm,
awkward. I can tell
right.
He's awkward. Now I'm awkward. I didn't know that's where you were going.
I didn't know. Well,
I thought you were going to the opposite of that. I thought you were going to people celebrating like they beat Alabama.
Well,
I was
too.
Ready for that take.
Yeah,
I wasn't ready for this other one.
Yeah, I didn't.
Apparently, I don't know how much. Apparently, his father is ill. That's all that
I
know.
I know that, and that does put a different perspective on that. See, at first, you just thought he's on there, and you thought he's so happy. And look, he could have been like, I just saved my job with this win as well, but I didn't know that. But now I do. What? What?
Nothing. Jack are just sitting here.
Sorry, what?
And you just made everything uncomfortable.
I apologize. I didn't know all the information.
Texas says, play the sound of wanting to move the show from the alley. I don't have that.
Who wanted to move the show from the alley?
Texas says, Locke's been dead silent for weeks.
I don't know what Locke's doing. He's
on the drive this afternoon when we were over at the alley, and I'm sure that they are, the alcohol is flowing to the horror of Mitch Barnhart over there at the alley right now.
to take that shot. They love
it's a difficult horror. Yeah.
Do they love?
They do love it. It's their L's down.
It is.
It's their L's down.
You know
down.
What? That's right. That is their. Do they love anything more than taking shots at Mitch Barnhart for alcohol stances? They love it.
I can't read any of these.
Oh, I'm sure.
Texas says his principal's going to say we don't have enough subs for you to take an entire day off for your other job.
You don't know how many subs we have.
Can I be a sub? Can I sub your class that day?
I'd love that. I mean,
you had to apply.
You just hand worksheets out.
Yeah, that's what I'm going
to
do.
You're not doing a full.
You still have to go do a process. There's a process to do it. You can't just show up and be like, I'm subbing today.
I think you just let me show up and say I'm subbing today.
You can't. That's not how it works. You had to pass like background checks and all that.
I understand that, but I'm saying, can we just bypass all of that and let me show up?
No, we can't bypass all of that. Absolutely not.
I'll worry about the sub.
Well,
October 20th, I'll worry about the sub. I'll provide the sub teacher.
Yeah,
is that okay?
Well, no,
I'll provide the sub teacher.
We have in-house
subs.
We have in-house subs that we use, yes.
Nice.
Yes, that are vetted.
What's that mean?
That means
you have to be vetted?
Yeah.
To hand out worksheets?
You have to have a background check. You don't want to
you can get by
those. I got to get a background check every 4 years.
Do you really?
Yes, absolutely.
So when's the last time you got one?
2 years ago.
So you have 2 years where you can do anything you want?
No, I won't, because then they'll background
check it.
No,
you have 2 years, and then you can do anything you want.
Yeah.
So in 2 years, you can do anything you want.
No, because then I have to have another one.
Well, yeah, in 4 years.
Yeah, they do an FBI background
check. But then you say, yeah, that was 4 years ago. That doesn't matter.
FBI, what does that mean?
They submit.
The FBI.
They submit my social security number.
Is that normal?
Yes.
Fingerprints?
Yes. When I was at Jefferson County, they fingerprinted me then, too. That's absolutely.
Wow.
Yeah.
Like, we've seen these fingerprints before.
No, it's just, that's for everybody.
The rustic frog.
No, no. No.
We rounded up hundreds of guys.
No.
You were one of them.
No, I've always passed the background checks.
There you go. I'm not reading that one. They make sure their subs are Catholic.
No, they don't have to be Catholic to be a sub.
You sure?
Absolutely, yeah. That doesn't matter. We have kids that aren't Catholic that go to school there. It doesn't matter at all. It doesn't. No.
How about that?
Religious affiliation doesn't matter. No. It doesn't.
What an awkward segment. You killed it. You killed it. You did. You
I did. I killed it.
You killed it.
Yeah,
you
I
really did.
I did. I apologize.
Let's take a break. 437-9680. On the other end, we'll wrap up the show. Coming up in about 30 minutes, Derek Lively will make Strebel sit through that. Will he commit to Kentucky? The answer is going to be no. So we'll have some fun with that. I don't know, Jack, if you have any stories from the weekend. Kentucky was pathetic over the weekend. We can do all of that. 30 more minutes to go. It's the take on a Monday. All right, guys, one more game left. Monday Night Football tonight, and you need to get in on the action with DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NFL. DraftKings is giving all new customers a can't-miss offer. Bet just $1 on any football game. There's only one left. Tonight's game, bet $1, receive $200 in free bets instantly, no matter what. That's right. DraftKings Sportsbook is giving all new customers $200 in free bets instantly when they bet at least $1 on the game tonight. It's all safe, secure, reliable. It's DraftKings. So download the app right now and use our promo code WHBE to receive $200 in free bets when you place a $1 bet on any football game. That's promo code WHBE to get your $200 in free bets instantly this week at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NFL. Now, you must be 21 or older, Indiana only, new customers only, restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-9-WITH-IT.
Are you ready for a job that gets you more? UPS is hiring now. As a warehouse worker, you'll earn up to $21 per hour, and you might even be eligible for a program that helps you with thousands of dollars for college, in many cases tuition free. Search and apply now at UPSJobsKY.com.
Card Nation, this is attorney Alex White with SueDistractedDriver.com. Our law firm is a team of dedicated attorneys ready to fight for you. If you get injured because of someone else's negligence, their insurance company already has a legal team, and now so do you. If you or a friend or loved one are injured, find your attorney at SueDistractedDriver.com.
This is an advertisement.
Time now for The Take with Andy Sweeney.
Yeah. What are you going to do with basketball season? You going to be burned again in basketball season?
Oh, I'm all
season?
In on basketball season.
Oh, are you?
This is Johnny C.
Bart Vorek has him going 20-10.
And James Strebel.
That won't be good enough, but I think they are not going to go 20-10. Johnny C's back. He's going to be fine. I'm bullish on Kentucky basketball. Kentucky football, I'm not. Until they prove it to me, I'm not going to sit here and believe. And I love you, Nick Roush, but I'm not going to sit and believe that Will Levis is just throwing darts and not missing anything.
On ESPN 680 and 105.7.
Interesting that our guy Jack Grossman played that. 437-9680 is the UPS jobs text line. Do you know where I'm going to go with this, Dribble?
I do.
I do not.
You think you do, Jack?
Yes.
Okay. Do you want to say anything to your BBN brother, Nick Roush?
Oh.
Do you want to? Okay,
yeah,
so people that don't know Nick Roush of KSR, I think his wife's a Louisville fan.
She is.
Okay?
Yes.
And so they went to the big game on Friday night.
They did.
And he was going around the stadium and finding empty spots, of which there were many, especially early on.
Yes.
Areas of the stadium
empty.
That were empty. And
yes.
He was, you know, this is Jurich's legacy.
Trying to flex on that. Yes.
He got absolutely crushed all weekend. Then Kentucky played like crap. He got crushed even more.
Yes.
He was a student of yours.
He was a student of mine.
I don't know how you feel about this.
Yeah.
People have been saying, hey, what does Strebel think of Roush? Because BBN, you guys did not have his back. You did not have his back.
It was one of those,
I noticed that.
It was one of those situations where you could have taken the Louisville equivalent of Nick Roush and done the exact same thing on Saturday. And
right.
So it's like, why are we flexing on this when Kroger Field?
But he didn't know that on Friday.
But I mean,
he didn't know that on Friday.
Common sense.
So Jack, I don't know what we need to do here. People may have not seen the tweets.
Yes, but
he's a BBN guy that was just mocking parts of the empty stadium,
right?
And everything else. And then he realized, well, they're going to lose the game. Oh,
yes,
that UCF's going to lose,
right?
And that's going to create an issue.
And it did create an issue.
Okay, so you don't want to crush him at all. Your former student.
I would just say,
did you reach out to him?
I did not,
because he's being crushed on Twitter. No one came to his aid. BBN left him out there.
Yes.
You left a man behind.
I did.
Seriously, you left a man
behind.
Because,
like I said,
you left a soldier behind. Shame on you.
A Louisville fan could have walked into Kroger Field and done the same thing on Saturday in many games, you know, throughout the season. It was like Jack scolding Ince for taking a shot at IU football's record against top 10 teams. You got to know your role. You got to know your place. There are some things that you can crush Louisville football on. That's fine. Attendance isn't one of them, because it's not like Kentucky sells out every single game like they're Alabama or Oklahoma or whatever, because they don't. So, Nick, it was a bad decision. It was a mistake. And I know you won't do that again. He probably
will. No, he will do that again.
He will do that again.
He will do that again.
But, yeah, he will
so
do that again.
So that's it.
But that's it.
I just, okay.
It wasn't a good decision on his part. It was a bad choice. Bad choice.
Well, there you go.
Yeah.
Speaking of a bad choice, did you see the man who apparently pooped himself at the Steelers game?
NFL weekend was insane.
He was washing his pants off, Jack, in the sink.
Oh man! I mean,
how about that?
What's going on?
It's NFL.
Games.
How about that?
But it's getting worse. It's getting absolutely worse. That's the only move you got. I mean, I hope the guy's okay. He's not like sick or anything.
Do you have, Jack, any stories from the weekend? Do you have anything? Did anything fun happen that we can, you know, love on you?
Anything like interesting?
Yeah, anything at all.
Let's see. I'm trying to remember what I did on the weekend.
Either you got that blasted or you have nothing for it. Did you stay in and play Halo?
No.
Tell us right now.
I did not.
Did you play Halo?
Well, number one, I've never played Halo. And number two, I did not stay in. I very much went and tailgated for about 7:30 a.m. until, you know, about 45 minutes before kick. And then afterwards, we went to Kilroy's. We went to a couple other bars. We ended up at Nick's. And yeah, we had a really good time.
What was the drink of choice, Jack?
It was a mix of early in the day at the tailgate. It was vodka and orange juice mainly, and then vodka and apple cider.
Ooh.
Yeah, and then, yeah, which I never had before. I actually liked that. That was good. But
apple cider's like thick.
So was it just dudes, or what was
it? No, it was the group that I was with. It was, there was like 10, 11 of us, and wow. I think 7 of us were dudes. Yes, that's correct.
That's not bad.
Yeah.
That's not too bad.
A 7-4 ratio. Yeah. Not bad.
Not bad. Yeah. Were the girls affiliated, or were they, you know, like unaffiliated? Were they single?
two of them were not single. The other two were.
Wow. Yeah. That's an upset.
Wow. Yeah.
That's an upset.
It is.
That's Chattanooga beating Kentucky. By the way, a texter says, hey, Andy, Jeff Goodman has a tweet. Do you want me to read it to you four minutes ago?
I read it. Yeah.
If Derek Lively chooses Duke as expected in 30 minutes, John Shire will have landed 3 top 10 players in the class of 2022. So much for the potential talent drop-off in Durham with Coach K riding off into the sunset.
Again, he's still around. I know Jeff Goodman wants to let Coach K.
Oh, here we go.
I get it. But, again, he's still there. He's still funneling these guys to Shire. Shire's not doing this by himself. I don't understand why people don't understand that.
So you think Duke's opposite. Hang on, Jack. We're going to come back to where you left off and your the two single girls and the cider and everything else.
Cider.
Okay?
Yeah. All right.
You believe that Coach K, his assistants, don't do the recruiting. K does it. The 80-year-old man.
Think there's a
but
lot
John
to
Calipari
it.
Has the assistants do it. That's my biggest issue.
No. You think that Orlando Antique was going to get dudes that he's getting? He wasn't getting dudes like that at Illinois. He was getting good dudes.
Oh yeah.
But with Brad Underwood, he wasn't getting Shaden Sharp. He wasn't getting Casey Wallace or anybody like that.
Duke and Kentucky are.
It's a good
they're
mix.
They're the same. It's a good mix. They're the same.
But the main
Shire
the main
is
cog,
as good of a recruiter as Orlando Antigua.
The main cog. In all of this is the head coach, right?
The main cog is the head coach, right? Right.
The main cog's getting ready to leave Duke. He's still there right now, funneling things to Shire. He's still got the name and the brand of Coach K.
Man.
Once that's gone, let's see a big Shy guy has after that. Then we will see.
I think what you fail to recognize is that Kay's not going to be there for the guys that he's recruiting right now.
It doesn't matter. He's still been
here's the problem.
He's been in these guys relate with these guys' relationships and with Shire. Again, do you think Shire's rolling in there without Coach K's blessing or his backing? Do you really think that, Jack?
I think he's recruiting his own team.
Then I don't know what to tell you. You don't think Coach K's like saying, "Hey, I built relationships with this person. I built relationships with this person. Here's who you should go through. Let's talk to them." You don't think Coach K's doing anything? He's just sitting back. Oh yeah, I'll do what you
I
want.
I mean, but you're also pretending like Coach K's going to do nothing once he retires.
He ain't going to be coaching. John Shire will be coaching.
Kids don't care about head coaches. Cal had to go hire.
I disagree.
Jay Lucas and Chin Coleman.
Yeah, they don't care.
About, they don't care.
No,
a Bona doesn't care about Cal.
Okay, what's the kid? Is it Livingston? What about Penny?
They don't care about Mike Miller. Penny's a father.
And they
figure.
Care about Larry Brown.
They care about the FedEx check.
They
Shire's
care
working
about the
fools.
He's not working fools.
Shire's working
we'll
fools.
We'll see if he's working fools when K is gone.
He's going to give you a big old kiss.
He's got the K blessing. He's got the K blessing
he
right
does.
Now, which is fine. You use that.
He'll always have the K blessing.
You work to that to your advantage. But once K's gone.
It's Duke, of course they're going to have a great class.
Not always.
You thought they were going to be bad.
Then
you thought they were going to dip.
I didn't think they were going to dip. Not yet. Give me another year or two, then we'll talk.
Okay.
What about your boy Hubert Davis?
Hubert Davis isn't my boy. I don't give a damn about Hubert Davis.
I'm not saying your boy personally.
Gotcha.
Just in general.
I'll take Shire over Hubert. I'll take Shire.
Roy Williams didn't stick around for an extra season to help.
He's still
Hubert
there.
No, he's not. Not the way Coach K. Coach K's coaching this year.
Because Coach K wants
people
He wants the 1 year glory road.
Oh, he absolutely does.
Yeah.
You don't think he's taking that opportunity to solidify John Shire as the coach? Roy Williams.
How do you know Roy Williams wasn't doing that for Hubert Davis all last year.
He's not.
Here's the thing,
Jack.
Who did
they recruit? Where was the North Carolina's recruiting class?
Carolina also hasn't recruited nearly as good as Duke for, you know, a decade.
Ever. Hey, here's the issue. Strebel, because he sees where Duke is now.
He's scared.
It's not only that. He pivots to something in the future that is just, it's not based in fact. It's based in opinion on what's going to happen in the future.
Nobody respected John Shire's hire. Did you respect it?
No, but you're making me like it a lot more.
We made fun of Hubert Davis and made fun of John Shire.
I am all in.
Shreeble, you by yourself has made me pivot to John Shire.
You really
have. That's fine.
You alone.
We'll do the same thing with Penn that we did with Penny. And I was right about Penny because he can't coach worth a lick. And we'll see that again this season. And I'll be right about John Shire the way we're right about Penny.
Texas says, this may be one of Strieble's most I'm in denial takes. Texas says, did Bozich show up to Kilroy's?
Oh, it's a great question.
No, he did not.
Texas says, I hate to say it, but KSR said that Shire's considered the number one recruiter in America.
Good for them. And if he's the number one recruiter in America and had the second or third best class, is he still the number one recruiter in America?
Well, yeah, he's doing it himself.
No, he's
got no one else on his staff.
Yeah, no, Shire is by himself.
Shire's Duke basketball. He's one.
Well, then I feel sorry for Duke.
He's the one.
Shire runs the Brotherhood, Strieble.
He runs. Yeah, dude, you don't understand what's going on here.
And we made fun of Shire when Capel left too. Everybody made fun of Shire.
We made
now
fun
he's
of his
the greatest
face.
Guy. Yeah, he's the greatest
when
guy
you
ever.
You did this. If you went from making fun
I'm telling
to
y'all
hate,
truth.
You hate him.
I don't hate him.
You hate you him. Hate
I don't
him.
Respect
oh my
him.
God,
I don't respect John Shire at all.
There you go. You don't respect him.
I don't respect him. That's not hate. I don't respect him. That's different
him.
Than hating
that's,
somebody.
I mean, that's
no,
pretty
I don't
close.
Respect him.
Anytime he does something good, you're just going to credit K. Yeah. That's where
until
you're at right
he's
now.
Gone, yes.
Who
until
wins
he's
the title
gone.
Next, Calipari or Shire?
Oh, Calipari.
2-6-7-9-6-8.
Calipari. Calipari's going to win before Shire. You don't know how he coaches.
I don't
You've
know,
never
man.
Seen him coach.
I've seen Cal coach.
A lot better than John Shire.
I don't know, Strieble. You just said you've never seen Shire coach. How do you know he's not better than Cal?
He is.
There is your question. How do you think John Shire will do at Duke? You ask it to Cal at Media Day.
Oh!
You'll get picked up by all the blogger really boys.
You do need to answer that.
It's not a bad question.
It's not a bad question.
Hey, it's Coach K's final time. What has he meant to the game? And as a side note, Cal, how do you think John Shire will do, taking over?
They play him right out the gate.
Right.
I mean, they play Duke, boom, they're ready to go. That's a great question.
Thank you.
I'll ask him.
You ready for that?
Yeah, I'll ask him. Yeah, absolutely.
Texas says, can Strieble please explain the depth Abona brings?
What?
What's his name? Is it a Dembona?
Dembona, yeah. Dembona. He's a good player.
Any of those? Was he in Bloomington over the weekend, Jack?
No, he wasn't.
Was Abona in Bloomington by any chance?
Any sightings?
No sightings.
So he's not being recruited?
No.
He's not. He's not on campus. No Bona's on campus. All right.
Texas says, Shire's been under K for 10 years. He ain't coming from AAU like Penny. He's been seasoned.
He's a
steak that's been seasoned.
Okay, so you're going to turn over Duke basketball to a guy that's never coached a basketball game.
100%. Obviously.
Okay. All right. That's fine. We'll see what happens.
It's like riding a bike.
I remember when they turned it over to, when North Carolina turned over to Matt Doherty, and even though he had head coaching, Axel was a head coach and just flatlined that program.
What a stupid thing to talk about.
I remember that. So let's see John Shire if he can keep up winning the way K did. We'll see.
Louisville football saves their season. Satterfield saves his career. Kentucky football looks terrible, and here we are.
John Shire versus John Calipari.
Well, I'm willing to go only in this
area.
That's a good point. And in Durham, they're talking. I'm sure they love him. They should love him. If John Shire was my next coach and he was doing this, I would absolutely love him.
Texas says something about Shire reminds Strieble of a dark time in his life. I agree with that.
No, it's
something
not.
When you see his face, you think of like.
Oh, no, no, I know what
Andy,
it is.
If John Shire walking here right now, I wouldn't know him.
Oh, stop!
I don't know what he looks.
I would know because of the glasses.
You don't know what John Shire looks like.
I know he's a tall, thin, white guy. That's all I know. I'm dead serious. I do not know what John Shire looks like.
Andy,
I really don't know.
Wow.
You know where the hate comes from? It's because the year that John Shire won it all was the John Wall and DeMarcus Cousins team that choked in the Elite Eight. He thinks he should have that title.
Has nothing to do with
you
Shire.
You all choked that. You lost to West Virginia.
They did choke that.
Joe Mazzulla.
Joe Mazzulla.
That's a terrible loss.
That's an underachievement.
They did.
That's
it
what
was.
It is. It's an underachievement.
That team should have won. But it has nothing to do with John Shire. Again, I'm right about this. Everybody else is wrong. No,
right now, you're not. Right
I
now,
am right.
Right now, all the evidence supports Jack and I.
No, all the evidence supports me. Coach K being the head of the program that's been great at recruiting, and he, again, he's just funneling everything to John Shire. He's not doing anything on his own. He's not going and being, I'm John Shire. No, he's going riding Coach K's coattails into recruiting success.
As he should.
Again, I'm not disagreeing with you. He should. But this idea that John Shire's the next coming
Coach
of everything.
Coach K's not leaving. He's going to have an office
there.
He's going to be a games.
He's not going to be the head coach for the guys he's recruiting right now, Strebel.
But, Jack, he's helping him recruit the guys right now.
So he's just going to stop helping once he retires or being the head coach?
Yes, once he's gone and he's no longer the head coach, Pete, he can't say, oh, wow, that's Coach K.
I can't do this anymore, man. We've talked in the same damn circle for 20 minutes. I can't do it. I'm done.
But you act like that Coach K being...
You're acting like the man dies once Duke season ends this year.
You're acting like Coach K being on the staff, the head coach of Duke basketball right now and getting...
Is it influencing
it? Has nothing to do with anything. That John Shire is just badass. That Coach K has nothing to do with anything going on in recruiting for Duke basketball right now. You really honestly believe that? You sit there with a serious face, you Big Ten homer.
I think he's going to... I think he has a similar role right now in terms of recruiting because John Shire is recruiting players that Coach K will not be coaching right now. So I think he's going to have a similar role that he will have after he retires.
But you don't think that John Shire walking in.
That's why they're recruiting well.
Name attached to him.
Yes, and you're thinking they're not going to use Coach K's name after he retires?
And you don't think that if John Shire starts losing, that Coach K turns his back on John Shire?
Yeah, but you're counting. Well, Coach K's not going to turn his back on Shire, but.
Oh, he's not. If he starts losing and he takes that program to the toilet, you're telling me he's not going to turn his back? He goes, oh, this guy actually is a bum and he can't coach.
Considering K handpicked him to be the replacement, no, I don't think that's
happening. Because that always works out, right? When the coach handpicks his replacement, that always works out great, right, Jack?
No, see, here's the thing. He's helping
him. He got real quiet then, didn't he?
He's helping him by doing the year.
No, I'm done. Coach D.
There's no surprise. These kids that he's getting in 2022, including Derek Lively, they know who the coach is.
Yes,
like, there's no
do.
Confusion no. on who the coach is.
And they're just assuming that John Shire's just picking up where K left off. And
because
boom,
they don't care about
great.
Head coaches.
They do care about
no,
head
coaches.
No, they don't.
Not that much. I'm sorry.
Okay, then why do head coach? Why do head coaches like...
Why do head coaches spend $1 million
on
assistants?
Why do guys like John Calipari, Mike Krzyzewski, Chris Beard, and all these other guys...
Because they have the best programs.
They do have good assistants.
And they have the best assistants.
But they have nothing to do with it. Like,
no,
John
they,
when John Calipari walks in the house, they don't care.
No, they, no, no,
no,
not that
that's
much.
That's not true.
Yeah, well, they go to Wade. What's his name?
Use head coaches Wade, as ways to like floss.
Wade
say,
Jones. Who is it? The guy at LSU.
Oh,
Will Wade.
Will Wade. Yeah. You're not telling. Well, Wade. That's
look.
That's
look who gets.
Situation.
Look who gets dudes, man. Dudes are going all over. They're all about.
Head coach does matter. They use.
No,
like,
they do. But
they
I'm
put,
saying they don't
take pictures of John Calipari and put it on Twitter. Like, oh, Cal's at my house. They talk about
not
the
even,
Cal.
Well, they don't do that anymore.
Yes, they do.
It's been a while since I've seen one of those.
Cal doesn't
years.
Have. Cal doesn't
do.
Have the aura anymore.
Yes, he does.
When he walked in with like a limo with Anthony Davis in Chicago, that was different. He doesn't have that anymore.
Yes,
he doesn't have.
He got the number one player in the country just like 2 weeks ago.
Yeah, and that was the first time in 8 years he's done that.
Texas says Jack is spanking Strebel's big bottom.
No, he's not. He actually is not. Everybody knows I'm right.
Texas says, Abona. Texas says the show went to the toilet.
No, it didn't. This is fun.
Texas says, is there any way you could cut to a Bashir presser? Well, he was on earlier.
Bashir was.
What did he say?
He's a socialist.
He's a lib.
Who knows? I don't. I saw him up there on Spectrum News 1.
Did he?
Yes, he was
Spectrum
on
News 1. That's your 24-hour source for news and weather. Weather on the ones.
Locke was in full attendance.
Was he?
I don't think so. He's not on today. They had some other anchor.
Must
on.
Be Parents Weekend up at in
UK.
Lexington.
Oh yeah,
little Parents Weekend.
Do a little tour.
Oh, what a terrible thing to go to.
Maybe
Jack, I can see your parents going to that. Like, who wants to see that? Like, if you're a parent, like your kids don't want you there. And you
oh,
know,
that's
not
true.
They were much bigger on the. My mom was much bigger on the one at Alabama than she was the one that I knew.
Well,
it is what it is.
Alabama. Was Ethan scared on Saturday when his team almost got beat?
I haven't talked to him. I've been told he is alive, and I've been told that the Swamp was his favorite place ever to watch a football game.
There you go.
Oh, okay.
Yes.
Wow.
I bet there are just women everywhere.
Oh, yeah. It's got to be. We've seen.
Everyone's like, Alabama almost got upset. I'm like, yeah, and they also beat the number 11 team on the country on the road.
And led by two scores or more almost the entire game.
It's also one of the best wins of the entire college football season.
That's a great point.
I'm with you. They didn't win by 30.
But they won.
Jack, we didn't get to a bunch of sound. I don't know. I mean, we got to get out of here. We have like two or three more minutes left.
Oh, wow.
Are there a couple things you want to play? And then I guess, do we have the stream?
The Twitter account has not yet tweeted out the link with the stream. So
I think it's on their IG. This is not going to work. West Town Boys Basketball. I mean, can't they make this easy? Can't can someone help them out?
They don't.
I mean,
do
can ESPN
fun...
send a camera their way or CBS or Yahoo or anybody? Can Bozich do it? What are we doing here?
They don't do commitments like they used to.
It's so sad,
it's
man.
Annoying. I can't.
I don't like it.
I like them when they came on TV. They had the hats. They picked the hat. They put the hat on.
They faked out with the hat.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. There's a lot of things going on.
At the high school
on.
Gym or wherever 100%. It is. This is terrible. I hate new recruits.
So you don't want to sit here and listen to this, Derek Lively, and his historic moment.
I'll listen to it on the radio.
Okay, we'll see if we can get that.
Yeah.
Jack, do you want to play a sound or two before we get out of here?
There we go.
There it is.
Shout out Moms Faulkner. Hello.
Shout out Mom. Look, got to see Pops Faulkner this weekend. Chat with him. I waved to Moms Faulkner across the court.
Oh, Mason Faulkner.
Yeah.
Sorry for a second.
It is Faulkner.
I was thinking of football for some reason.
This is what I'm talking about, dude. This is what we all wanted to see the whole time, man. The play calling. Great. Malik looked awesome.
Dude, I knew it. I knew it all along. I didn't really know it. I thought we was going to get whooped.
I knew it.
But I'm telling you right now. This is the best feeling ever. I mean, I feel like everything's turned around. This all we needed was one good win. The ship is righted. All the bad stuff I said has now been forgiven. I'm ready. Let's go. Bring on Florida State.
Yes.
Bring on Wake Forest. Bring on everybody else.
Yes.
I'm so happy right now.
Nate!
I
Let's
like
call
that.
Her Nate!
Is it?
I'm not a huge tailgater and stuff, but that was one of the first times I was like, I'm not leaving. I mean, me and my son just walked around. We went over to the alley. We just walked around. Just was like, and then went home, and I was like, I can't go to sleep.
The alley, baby.
The alley.
It was popping.
Yeah, I heard.
It was popping.
Popping. It was popping with
a guy called in, dude. He was like, Sweeney hates the alley. Like, no, I'm laughing at blank doing a show from there.
That's all I'm doing is laughing at that.
That's funny.
Yeah.
That's funny.
Me and him were having a conversation, and he was very much with me on like, hey, man, if this goes bad, call Brom. You know what I mean? Like, because that's where I was at. I still think he's a perfect fit here. But listen,
don't be ashamed.
We're happy. Me and you, Satterfield, look, we're happy. We're together. That's perfect.
By the way, we'll end with this. Did you see what Rummage did put on Twitter? You saw this, right?
Which one?
His ode to at 11:10 p.m.
Oh, yeah. I saw
You saw
that.
This, Jack? Yes. Have you seen this?
Yes.
He said, hey, Coach Satterfield, I'm stupid. You're smart.
Yep.
I'm ugly. You're attractive. You get the point. I'm sorry.
He wanted Jeff Brom. We had a Jeff Brom medley from Rummage. And he acts like he's the winner here.
Oh, man. Let's get out of here. We'll take a break. Jack, if we can figure this out, I'd love to go to this just solely for Strebel to listen to it.
I will.
While he's on the way home.
On
the number two player in the country, commit to Duke and John Shire.
That's fine.
We'll see what happens then. If not, bonus hour. It's all coming up next. It's ESPN 680, 105.7.